Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hey, hello, hello, good evening, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show, and don't forget YouTube Shop as well. My goodness, it is Thursday already. Where is the time going Thursday? And it is May. Incredible. I just can't believe how fast the days are going, even though some of us in this beautiful world that our creator has created, we are on lockdown. I'm hoping that you can send me a note via our social media to see where are you in the world, and are you still on lockdown? We are still in lockdown here in Toronto, Canada. We haven't, in Toronto, Canada, I have to say that, because in provinces, we have provinces, not states. Some provinces, like Saskatchewan and Alberta, for example, the government has freed people to open up businesses and go to restaurants and, be going back to almost normal. Social distances still maintain that. Still maintained. So if people are going to the supermarket and to restaurants and many other places, restaurants now have to accommodate social distance, and supermarket also, that hasn't changed. And I'm pretty sure kids have gone back to school in those provinces, which is great, because we're still here, as some of us have teenagers, and they are not looking forward to going back to school, which I find that really, really sad. So tell me where you are in the world. Use social media, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. I was live for a little bit just to give you a teaser, to let you know that we're going to be online with an amazing author. We are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, we are on TikTok, and we are, let me see where else, we're everywhere. So connect with us and make sure that you have your social media open. And if you would like to interact with our guests, please make sure that you call us in. The number is 319-527-6060. Again, it's 319-527-6060. And interact with us. Ask questions, concerns. Perhaps you would like to know a little bit more about the author, a little bit more about the story, and maybe you're a writer. You would like to get some tips, and this is a perfect opportunity, because we are all right now creative, especially on lockdown. So one of the things that we would like to encourage you, if there's anything that the Lizzie T Show is able to assist you with, we would love to help you out in any way, shape, or form. We are live right now on Instagram. So hello, my Instagram friends. If you're here today and if you'd like to be part of the Lizzie T Show, make sure you contact us, and our social media is open. So check us out, and we'll love to connect with you. The number again is 319-527-6060. And as you know, we don't bite. We're here just to have fun and to talk about amazing people like what we have today. Today's show has been sponsored by naturenova.com and .ca, rather, and some of you are having some difficulty to pay your mortgage or even to save for retirement. People said, how can I save if I have no work? How can I pay my bills if I have no work? You can always contact Natasha Bridgmahan. She is one of our sponsors, and she can definitely assist you with that. So make sure that you her out and mention that I've heard you via the Lizzy T Show. So we are here to assist you in that sense as well. We are on Instagram Live right now if you would like to ask questions. Also, we would love to take your questions through that medium. Right now, we need to be everywhere, isn't it? In order for us to promote ourselves, everything needs to go, and I will like to make sure that you check us out. Instagram, The Lizzy T Show, is the place to get a hold of us. And I'm going to try to read your comments while we're here. So hello everyone. Hi. Okay, I think we are live right now on Instagram, and there you go. Okay, so let's get going, everyone. We have an author all the way from beautiful Utah, a place that I actually have never been to in the U.S., and I'm wondering, you know, how she's handling this. I'm wondering how, hello, Adriana, checking us out on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm wondering how she's handling this lockdown. Adriana, if you would like to have questions, you can always connect with us here on Instagram. So we're interviewing today. We're talking to author Susie Vivian, and she is an author from Utah. She has written a book, which is very, very interesting. It is called The Blue Herb. The Blue Herb is the name of the book. So let's find out how she's handling. Is she drinking anything? Is she still on lockdown? And, you know, all those amazing questions. So let's welcome her to the show. Hello, hello, Susie. And how are you doing this evening or afternoon for you? I'm not sure what time it is there.
It's about 5 o'clock, but I'm doing well. And I'm so thankful that you let me come on this show. I appreciate that. The lockdown is interesting. My friend and I tend to go places just to get out of the house. And, trying to stay sane.
So you guys in Utah are still on lockdown, as I can see. And has the government mentioned or has the government said anything? When are you guys looking of going back to normal? And we know that, Susie, that normal is never going to happen again as it was pre-COVID-19. Things are changing. I go to the supermarket and I'm seeing, you know, dividers and even in the bathroom, and everything is completely different now. So any expectation of when the government or the city is looking into open up the you know, back to work at least, or back to restaurant, or back to, you know, some sort of shopping?
We have the restaurants are allowing people to come in and sit now, where before it was just takeout. And so I work at a little restaurant, a mom and pop restaurant. And so I did go to work today for a few hours, but it's slowly easing. Yeah, which is good, but yeah, we're still restricted. No movies or anything.
No movies, no malls, and all that life that we used to know. And a lot of people are thinking, you know, what happened? How did we come here? And people, there's so many information on social media. There's so many information in the news about what's going on. And there's times that I think, you know what? I'm not going to listen to anything. I'm just going to, you know, deal with what we have in front of us and just take it from there. So what is your, you know, as a writer, I mean, I can see you getting ideas for another book because you're a science fiction. What's your genre?
Actually, fantasy with witches and a wizard and magic and monsters and things like that.
So do you think you can get ideas how about writing a second book or writing other books with all this what's going on?
Yeah, I'm actually working on my second book. I'm hoping to make it a trilogy, but yeah, there's a lot of material out there with all this craziness.
So let's talk about this this book, Susie. Let's talk about the Blue Orbit. Now, I take that you were always a writer. Writing was part of you since childhood or since early age, or is it something that you developed later on in life? How did that tell? Let's talk to the audience here. Let's share your story. How did all this got started?
Well, I did a lot of writing through school, and my husband at the time thought I wrote very well, and he said, "Why don't you write a book? You write well." And I'm like, "Okay." I had been thinking about writing a book for years. You know how you think about it and you never do it. And so that was the spark that got me going. And then I bought this crazy book. It's called No Plot, No Problem, and it was a challenge to write 1,500 words every day for a month, and then I would have a novel. And so I took the challenge, and I did it, and of course it was a very, very rough draft, but then I just kept editing and fixing things and changing it, and pretty soon I had this book and this story that I really liked. So that's kind of how I ended up into it.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So I guess you got a little bit of a push from your husband there. And you know, you had a story inside of you regardless. So how long has it been since this book has been published?
It was published in 2017. And I didn't know what to do with it once it was published. It was self-published. And so fortunately, I found a good publicist, and she helped me get the word out there what it was, and now I have a website, and I'm doing some interviews and things to try to promote my book.
Yeah,
so
to push
hopefully.
It out, absolutely. And we're here at the Lizzie T Show. We're 100% supportive of your book, and want to make sure that the whole world, Canada especially, you know, we are on lockdown. The schools are not going to be open as per what we hear for a while now. So a lot of us love to go back to normal, but unfortunately we can. So this is a perfect opportunity, everyone, to, you know, get a copy of the book. And if you are into, you know, fantasy and science fictions and things like that, this is the perfect book for you. So you said you had a website, Susie, and you have this book in Amazon. So can you let us know for people that are listening to us all over the world, work it, what's your website and how can they find your book?
Well, my website is www.susievivian.com. So it's easy to remember. And then when you go there, you'll see my book and some pictures and interviews and reviews of my book there too. So, and you can buy it there too from Amazon.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, so I will have the links, everyone, for you to be able to go directly to SusieVivian.com. It's S UZYVIVAN.com, and you can purchase the book there, or you can always go to Amazon. I'll have the book link from Amazon on my Facebook and also on my Instagram for you to be able to get that quickly. So for people that are listening to us right now, and they're really, really into fantasy, and they're really into, you know, this, what could they expect from this? I mean, obviously you don't want to give the book away, right? We want to make sure that we keep some surprises, but you know, what the reader should expect from your book?
Well, it's about this blue orb that is very, very powerful magic that a wizard from hundreds of years ago in this land of Uranali created as his legacy. He was extremely powerful, and he wanted to have something that he could pass down to people that would benefit them. And so he created this orb, but it turned out to be way more powerful than what he had intended. The spell he put on it was a lot more powerful. I guess the stone he used was very responsive to the spell that he cast on it. And so he did it for good reasons. His heart, you know, he's pretty naive, and he used the orb to make, he cast a spell that would make the crops and the cows and animals that were around where his castle was more productive. And what happened was it magnified the spell, and not only were the cattle and the crops and everything more productive, but a lot of the women in the community got pregnant. So it was way more than he thought. But then it started, he didn't know how to stop the spell. And so this orb was kind of sucking the life out of him, and he didn't know how to stop it. And so you're basically killed him, but he had this evil acolyte that was learning from him that got it and was passed down from different people as the person who had it was destroyed or went mad or whatever. And so finally, the last person to have it had gotten really bitter because the orb was changing him. He turned his bitter old man, and he thought his servant was stealing it from him, and so he said this really vile, nasty spell, and the blue orb shot out its blue rays and destroyed everything for miles around. And so the orb was lost and buried under the debris of this castle. And it wasn't until 100 years later that this witch coven, decided they were going to have that. It was legendary. This orb was legendary, passed down from generation to generation, and they wanted it, and they're very evil. And so they figured out a way to find this orb. And so there was a young woman named Jasmine.
Are there any little surprises on that, you know, something that the reader probably can't guess until they get at the end of the book? And yeah, I hope you can say yes. So people, you know, will be looking forward to, you know, reading and picking up this book on Amazon, everyone. By the way, we are live on Facebook right now. And guys, if you would like to ask questions, perhaps just know a little bit about the story, or if you're an author yourself and you want ideas how to write your own books, maybe you can call us in. The number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060 is the number for you to call and interact with us. So Susie, how did you, like, I mean, I'm listening to you, and I'm, you know, I'm picking up all those things so that you're talking about on this book, and it's pretty magical, as you said. How did you get the inspiration?
Well, it's kind of funny because, let's see, on It was Snoopy. He used to write books when he's sitting on top of his doggy house, and he would always start his stories with "It was a dark and stormy night." And so I don't know, I just started with that idea, and it just went from there. I just progressed, and you know, I had to do a lot of editing, like I said, but it just kind of came to me. I really enjoyed writing it.
Wow, Snoopy! I would have never ever guessed that. I would have never would have given you the inspiration. Do you gather inspiration from somewhere else as well? Like, you know, things that happen in your life, things that you see in the street. I mean, right now we were talking about, you know, COVID-19, which will probably give you a lot of material to write something very, very, you know, magical, you know, the cure, or you know, just find out that it was all a big conspiracy, you know, how some people are saying. But any other places that you get your inspiration?
Yes, I love Lord of the Rings. And so I just, you know, you just dive into that story and you just live it. And so I was hoping to use, I don't know, there's no comparison, but I just loved fantasy. And that just kind of got me going too. I've read a lot of fantasy novels through my life. I just love it. Stephen King and Dean Koontz. And there's a really funny British author, Terry Pratchett, that I really enjoy. He's really funny. And so all those authors, I need to write a book that people can enjoy as well, that would be fun to read or interesting at least. So that's what I was inspired by too.
And you have a lot of good authors, a lot of amazing people that you follow and you aspire to be, which is great because, you know, those are great, great authors that Stephen King, my goodness, everybody knows. And so those are great role models for you. Good for you. Guys, we're listening right now. You guys are listening all over the world. If not now, you will be listening to us later on. We are live with international author Susie Vivian, all the way from beautiful Utah, which happens to be warm today, she said, and partial lockdown, which is not too bad. I'm very jealous. We're still full lockdown here. If you would like to interact with us, guys, you could always call us. The number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. It is 7:22 Toronto time. I know that you are probably getting ready for dinner, finishing up dinner, or cleaning up those dishes. You can always have your tablet, your cell phone, or even your laptop and listen to us right now or interact with us on social media, Facebook/LizzieTRadio. Or Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, and obviously Twitter and TikTok and LinkedIn. We're everywhere. We're speaking to Susie Vivian, which is an amazing author. She has written this book and writing more books. And now with lockdown, we're all getting inspired to do different things and reinvent ourselves in writing. The book is called The Blue Herb. You can always find it on Amazon.com. And I will have the links, or even you can find it in her website, SusieVivian.com, which will be on my social media as well for you to be able to link up. This is a time that we are desperate looking for something interesting to read. If you're into, you know, magic and things like that, this is a perfect, perfect genre for you. I will be right back with Susie. Do not go away. And I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Show, North American Radio Show.
Hey, everyone, I am back. This is Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show this afternoon. We are live with international author Suzy Vivian, suzyvivian.com, with an amazing book. It's called The Blue Herb. You can always find it on Amazon or on her website, suzyvivian.com, which the links will be on my social media. If you would like to interact with us, guys, do it. Do it. This is the time. What else are you going to do? You're on lockdown anyways. 319-527-6060 is the number to call. I am so excited she is with us right now live talking about this amazing book and lots of surprises. And if you are into magic and things like that, this is the perfect book to read on lockdown as well. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Suzy, what is the response? I mean, I've seen some of reviews that you're getting from Amazon, but what is the response from family members, from friends? I mean, they know that you do other things in life other than writing, but what are they saying? When they see you, a famous international author, talking all over the world, what is the response, especially about, you know, the book? Do you get positive, negative? I mean, I think both are okay, because, you know, even negative criticism sometimes is good for us to grow. But what is the response from people?
Well, my friends have really enjoyed the book, and I have two sons, and they liked it too. I was kind of surprised at how favorable it was. You never know when you put out your own stuff out there and have people tell you what they think. But it's been very favorable, and I'm excited about that. I thought, well, maybe it is good. I don't know. You know, but it's been fun to have the reaction.
Isn't that something, what you think that whatever it is that you do, whether you're a singer, songwriter, whether you're, you know, a writer or a coach, you never, and is that something that we do ourselves? That's kind of negative for us to kind of belittle ourselves. I mean, it's something for somebody else to do it, but it's kind of hard, or it's kind of, you know, sad when we do it to ourselves. And I'm guilty of that as well. You know, you think you're not good enough. That book that you're writing is not going to be, people are not going to read it. And you shock when somebody sends you an email or comments on social, or sends you, you know, they say, hey, I read your book. It's actually pretty good. So it makes you feel good. I mean, I think it does. What is your feeling? Does it make you feel good? You thought maybe I should continue writing because it's not too bad?
Yeah, it actually has inspired me to write another book, and so I have been working on it. And it was such a pleasant surprise. I just figured I better get going on it, maybe do another one.
Good for you. Good for you. And good for you for taking those positive and those, constructive criticism and those feedback for you to be able to write another one, because I believe everybody has a book inside of them and everybody has a story to tell. And, some people are very gifted of doing things like, you know, writing about fantasy and things like that. And especially nowadays, you know, what we're living, we need a little bit of, you know, not so much reality, but more, you know, more magical stuff, more good stuff. So, and good for you for following that. So I don't want to forget, for you to be able to check it out, it is suzyvivian.com. It's her website. And the book is called, again, The Blue Orb. And it's a beautiful, beautiful cover. You can see it on my social media. It has her name. It has a face of a beautiful lady and a globe. And it's all over my social media for you to be able to check out. So writing the book is one thing, right? You know, sometimes that's the easy part. How was it working with the publisher? I love the cover. Is it something that you thought of yourself, or was the publishing company that helped you out with that?
Well, the publishing company helped me with that, and I changed a few things to make it how I wanted it, but yeah, basically they came up with the idea and I really liked it, so that's what we used.
I think they did a wonderful job, and it's definitely very suits, you know, your book, and it follows what you're trying to comply here for the audience, and for them to be able to, you know, relate to. The cover really calls it, come and read me.
Yes.
Good for you. And I'm looking forward to, Susie, to get to your second book, you know, to talk about it on the Lizzie Show. And, you know, you're getting a lot of good feedback, which is awesome. People saying that this is great. And you got to keep going. So when should we expect the next book, Susie?
Oh, within the next 6 months, maybe 2 months, I hope I can get it going and get it published.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're looking forward. We're really, really looking forward. Susie, it's been such an honor, you know, speaking to you. And again, you're such an amazing person. You have, you know, a beautiful gift that a lot of people in this world, you know, they neglect, because I, again, believe that every person has a book within themselves. And, you know, it takes a lot of guts to say, I'm going to put this work forward and show it to the world. And you know, it takes courage. Absolutely, it takes courage. You have to agree with me, it takes courage. And you yourself were saying that you weren't sure if people were gonna like it, and you realized that most people that read your book, even your family members, they said that, you know, this was a great book. And I'm hoping that you will get another one. Definitely a lot of inspiration nowadays, you know, lockdown, so you know, there is a lot more material going on right now. I want to thank you so much for spending, you know, half an hour with me here and sharing this amazing book with the world. We wish you the greatest success, and keep at it. Any last word?
Well, thank you so much, Lizzie T. I just hope people will enjoy reading it. I wrote it for fun, and it's like fantasy for me was an escape from real life, you know, and so I'm hoping it can help in that way.
Yes, and one of the things that I'm not sure if you, you know, have followed in the news, a lot of people nowadays, because of lockdown, they've come down with, you know, mental issues, depression, anxiety attacks, and things like that. And you know, people could use, come out of the reality and immerse themselves into something a little bit more, you know, fantasy to help out, to cope with mental illness. Especially, it's becoming a lot more predominant now in lockdown than it was before. So obviously, everyone that is listening to us right now, get your, and it is Blue Orb by Susie Vivian. The website is SusieVivian.com. Check it out, everyone. She's an amazing writer, and expect for book number 2, which hopefully will be here in the next 6 months. Thank you so much, Susie. It's been a pleasure again, an honor. Enjoy your beautiful weather in Utah, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful afternoon, wonderful evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time you spent with me.
You're very welcome, sweetheart, and good night for now.
Good night.
Wow. That was Susie Vivian. Check it out, everyone. Do not go away. We still have another 25 minutes or so. Remember, this show is an hour. We have half an hour with our guest, which could be an author, a singer, songwriter, coach. The theme of this show is tell us who you are. It could be anybody. And the next half an hour, we have, or 25 minutes, which we have left, with music. Amazing music. People, that are creating right now, especially right now in lockdown. They're creating amazing content, amazing musicians, and they have submitted their MP3. They're saying, Lizzie, can you please play my song? And I am happy to oblige. So right now, there is an artist, Park Row, and they sent us their MP3. There's a variety. We have about 10 songs to play right now, give or take. And Park Row, the song is called Jaguar.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end, think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous, my work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? It's this country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop.
Got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again in a place that I once knew. You left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins, will you stay with me and come for me a little more? Perfect lullaby, sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep tonight. Perfect lullaby, my own heart that's mine.
Lullaby by Ariel Current. Thank you so much, Ariel. Next up is Serentis. Serentis always cross that line.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10, like an old pair of bookends. We'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we knitted. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. Long's the road and short is the night. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we knitted. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please do. Thoughts cross both. Mine. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. Probably a few hundred million times.
say good night. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. You know you want to. And I want you to.
Wildfire. He was traveling all over the world and performing, and so we had him here on the show, and wondering if he's still, you know, doing things odd on lockdown. But we're wish him all the best. So hello, Ty Waters. Congratulations on you know, doing great, and hopefully after lockdown you're able to continue to do so. Next is another Canadian singer-songwriter. Her name is Alvina. She is from Toronto, Canada. She's also been traveling all over, and beautiful voice, and the song is called Separate Ways. Let's enjoy.
One more try. surely I did. Had myself convinced that I could fix what already been broken for years. Gone out a better time, or maybe I should see him that way.
We are more than 150% supportive, guys. So make sure that you do check us out, and you are always welcome to have your song played here at the Lizzie T Show. So forward this to people and mention, hey, would you like to have your song played at a radio? Here at the Lizzie T Show, we're 150% supportive of your craft. So check it out. LizzieT.com is the website. The Facebook is TheLizzieT.com. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, we are pretty much everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back with another show, another guest, and another fantastic day. Stay safe, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are.